Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Jacobs School. I'm Allison Brashear, the Dean of the Jacobs School of Medicine and Biomedical Sciences and the Vice President for Health Sciences at the University at Buffalo. We all appreciate you being here today for a very exciting announcement that will empower UB and the Jacobs School to further enhance research, improve health outcomes, and address health disparities throughout Western New York. To begin, it is my honor to introduce a transformative leader in education and across all of Buffalo and Western New York. It's our UB's 15th president, Satish K. Tripathi, who will share this exciting news with us.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you, Allison. It's a beautiful place to be in, and it's an exciting time, and I'm really thankful for all of you for joining me today in the exciting announcement. But before we do that, I would like to acknowledge the members of our federal and state delegation who are with us today, including U.S. Representative Tim Kennedy, State Senator Sean Ryan, and New York State Assembly Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes should be joining us anytime. So thank you and welcome. I also like to welcome from Governor Hochul's office, Bonnie Lockwood. Bonnie, welcome. And from the State Senator April Baskin's office, we have with us Brenda Ulsels. As well, I'm pleased to acknowledge our healthcare partners and our community partners, including UB's good friend, the Reverend Kinzer Pointer, who joins us this morning. This is truly a momentous day, not only for the University at Buffalo, but for Western New York, for all the communities we serve. As you know, UB is deeply committed to contributing to the health, wellness, and vitality of individuals and families in our city, our region, and well beyond. 10 years ago, it was a resounding affirmation of our disciplinary expertise that the National Institutes of Health awarded UB a $15 million Clinical and Translational Award. That award placed UB in an elite tier of institutions empowered to accelerate bench-to-bedside research. And with the award, we made dramatic progress in our endeavors. As a result, in 2020, the NIH awarded UB a $21.7 million renewal award of CTSA. Today, it gives me immense pleasure to announce that UB has secured a second renewal of the original CTSA, a $28.4 million award. You can see the progression 15, 21, 28, right? This will enable us to continue enhancing health outcomes from people near and far. This prestigious NIH grant reaffirms UB's stature as a premier public research university dedicated to improving health across the lifespan. It underscores not only the strides our faculty research have made in this regard, it also attests to our potential to develop even more meaningful interventions for a healthier and more equitable world. At UB, we are keenly focused on building stronger, more resilient communities. We are driven to eliminate health disparities for those who have been medically underserved far, far too long. By bringing our medical innovation to market, we are equally dedicated to enhancing economic development and prosperity. Building on the CTSA and the 2020 renewal, this new award will help us measurably advance our goals and, by consequence, make a positive difference in the lives of so many. Make no mistake, our work in this domain has always been and will continue to be highly collaborative. It encompasses the specialized knowledge, lived experiences, and diverse point of view of stakeholders across our city and region. Therefore, on behalf of all of us at UB, I would like to thank again and acknowledge our partners who have been essential to the success we celebrate today. This includes our healthcare partners, our clinical research partners, and our community partners. Every day, we are coming together to solve pressing health challenges and advance standards of care. Likewise, UB is indebted to the members of our federal and state delegation who are helping us realize the fullness of our university mission. Their leadership and advocacy ensure that we have the resources to both continue our high-impact research and bring its benefit to the community. To conclude, allow me to express my gratitude to the National Institutes of Health for this powerful testament to the University at Buffalo's work on behalf of the greater good. Thank you.
Thank you, President Tripathi. We are so appreciative of your support and your inspiring words. So with this transformative grant, it brings the CTSA support to UB since 2015 to over $65 million. This is helping to revolutionize how the Jacobs School, UB's Health Sciences Schools, and the community partners in Western New York take care of patients. Our strong partnerships with the Western New York community have been crucial in achieving these milestones and will continue to be a cornerstone of our success. With this newest CTSA funding, we will expand research in critical health issues, develop innovative treatments for unmet medical needs, improve healthcare access for the underserved populations, and train the next generation of clinician scientists. Imagine a world where disease is overcome, healthcare is accessible to all, and every life is valued. At UB, we are about transforming the health of Western New York and our nation. So together, let's make a difference. I want to acknowledge and ask you to join me in giving a big round of applause to Dr. Tim Murphy. He's the principal investigator on this grant, and he'll be joining us shortly to speak. So I just want to say a little bit about Tim. His outstanding leadership, his team's dedication, which you can see on the posters over here, is about collaborating with regional organizations to address the social determinants of health. And Tim and his team have been pivotal in driving positive change over many years here in Buffalo. With their ongoing support, we will pioneer advancements in clinical and translational science. We will transform health outcomes across all stages within our community. Tim Murphy is a distinguished leader in academia and research. He is serving as a SUNY Distinguished Professor at the Jacobs School of Medicine and Biomedical Sciences. He's also the Senior Associate Dean for Clinical Translational Research, and he directs the University of Buffalo's Clinical Translational Science Institute. Tim is one of our most cherished leaders. I'd like you to welcome him to the podium.
Thank you, Dean Brashear, for that kind introduction. It's also my privilege to welcome everyone here. Thank you so much for coming. This new CTSA gives us the opportunity to build on our foundation, continue to raise the level of clinical and translational research in our region. People who participate in clinical research have better health outcomes, have more cost-effective care, and are more satisfied with their care compared to people who don't have the opportunity to participate in clinical research. Clinical research also brings the latest healthcare advances and makes them available to our members of our community. So the best healthcare goes hand in hand with the best research. This proposal was submitted by a large and talented group of faculty and professionals, and each person brought special expertise and made important contributions. And I encourage you to look at the three posters that Dr. Brashear mentioned over there that list many of the people who were so instrumental in this wonderful success. And on behalf of the entire team, I would like to express my appreciation to UB leaders for the strong and continued support for this effort, which includes tremendous resources and real dollars. In particular, Vice President and Dean Allison Brashear, Vice President Venu Govindaraju, Provost Scott Weber, and President Tripathi. Thank you so much for this tremendous support. I'd also like to recognize the important and productive partnerships with our clinical partners, including Kaleida, Erie County Medical Center, UBMD Practice Plans, and Roswell Park. These collaborations have advanced clinical research in the region tremendously and have great potential for further growth. So our vision since the CTSA was first funded in 2015 was to advance research to reduce health disparities and improve the health of our community and the nation. Health inequities are one of the most pressing problems in our community. All of our work is guided by this overarching priority. So the old way of viewing communities as people who have needs and working with communities is viewed solely as a social responsibility that universities and academic health centers have. We view our community as an asset who can teach us as researchers and institutional leaders about the real social determinants of health that exist in our community and that lead to these adverse health outcomes. And so that allows us to increase the impact of our research discoveries throughout our university. So with a 7-year, $28 million grant, we can't just keep doing the same thing again for 7 more years. So we have initiated and proposed many new initiatives as part of this grant. And I'm just going to mention a handful of them before I finish. One is we're launching what's called a Dissemination and Implementation Corps. So for too long, we in academia think our job is done when we get the big grant and publish the high-impact papers. And our community asks, well, how do we benefit? How are we going to benefit from your research? Well, the D&I Corps will help our researchers move discoveries into communities for the benefit of communities. AI is changing healthcare and biomedical research, and it's changing very fast. So we have initiated an active partnership with the UB Institute for Artificial Intelligence and Data Science to enable us to stay at the cutting edge, to take advantage of the power of AI in our research. And in this partnership with world-class experts will also help safeguard our work against the built-in biases and the errors associated with AI to ensure responsible and beneficial results from AI. The most innovative research is done by diverse research teams, diverse in background, diverse in training, diverse in discipline. So we're creating a CTSI Leadership Diversity and Mentoring Program. And the goals of this are to increase the diversity in our clinical and translational science workforce, and also to train the next generation of leaders in this field. And then the final thing I'll mention is that we're going to work with our clinical researchers to capitalize on the exciting new developments in innovative clinical trial designs. For example, using biosensors, using real-world evidence, virtual clinical trials, and more. So these are just a few of the new initiatives that we're going to embark on over the next 7 years. I am enthusiastic about forging ahead with this work that will allow us to advance our research and improve the health of our community. Thank you.
On behalf of all of us here at UB, thank you, Dr. Murphy, for everything you've done. It's just amazing. So next, I'm going to introduce Congressman Tim Kennedy. Raised in Buffalo, he has served as the New York State Senator, and he now represents the 26th District in the U.S. Congress. He's been a strong advocate for the University of Buffalo in regional health care. Please help me welcome Congressman Tim Kennedy.
Thank you, Dr. Well, good morning, everyone. It is so great to be here once again. It's great to be home. I just got off a plane early this morning. I've never been so happy to see snow on the ground in Buffalo, reminding me I'm back home. So I first want to recognize everyone from the University at Buffalo whose extraordinary efforts have brought us here once again today. Dr. Satish Tripathi, thank you so much for your leadership over so many years as president of this historic institution, this amazing university. Dr. Allison Brashear, the dean of this wonderful school here, who we are continuing to move the ball forward on so many different efforts, including this amazing one here today. You just heard from him. Dr. Tim Murphy, thank you for your continued leadership in our community and at the university. And of course, my colleagues in government and in the community, my good friend, Senator Sean Ryan, Assembly Majority Leader Crystal Peoples Stokes, and my successor represented here today, Senator April Baskin, of course, as well as a representative from Governor Hochul's office, a true team effort. But we know it's the University at Buffalo leading the way. And it's these amazing leaders that we are so blessed to have in our community and at the university that are driving our community's agenda forward and really making a mark, not just for the City of Good Neighbors and our region, but acting as a model for the rest of the nation. And it's with community leaders like Pastor Kaiser Pointer that this effort has taken root in the community. And I want to thank you as well, Pastor, for your tireless effort in making this happen once again. You know, this is game-changing funding that we're celebrating here today at the University at Buffalo for our region. And it's going to have such a thrilling impact in dealing with so many issues that we have seen over the years. And if you think about this, $28.5 million to go toward the goal of making healthcare more accessible in our community, making opportunity for folks in our community, especially in areas that are underprivileged, to connect them with healthcare needs that they need and deserve right here in the center of the City of Buffalo. This is significant federal investment from the National Institute of Health that is a game changer for our community and will serve as a model for the rest of the nation, part of a $65 million investment in the University at Buffalo's vision. And I want to thank the NIH for recognizing UB's extraordinary efforts and commitment, as well as, again, the faculty here for driving it forward, the research, the community partners that are really making this all possible. You know, as a trained occupational therapist myself, I've seen on the ground healthcare, how important it is, the service to our community, making sure that people have that connectivity to healthcare when they need it. And this award is part of that sustained effort by the University at Buffalo. Think about it, $65 million over the last decade. That doesn't happen by mistake. It happens because of the commitment of these amazing leaders at the university that are driving this sustained agenda forward, but with partners in our community that are making it a reality. And so projects that are going to be included here, including training community health workers to bridge the gap in care for underserved neighborhoods, expanding innovative tools in AI, as Dr. Murphy mentioned, a nationally recognized asthma project, which brings life-saving school-based asthma care to children in Buffalo Public Schools, ensuring that fewer hospitalizations and better school attendance and better health outcomes happen, as well as embedding community health workers in neighborhood pharmacies. These are world-class achievements in science that are being made here at the University at Buffalo, not just in labs and classrooms, but are being deeply felt in our community. During the pandemic, it was the University at Buffalo's community-driven research that helped to reduce fatalities in communities of color in Western New York, a feat that few communities accomplished. But it was because of the leadership of Pastor Kinzer Pointer, the leadership of the University at Buffalo, coming together to make this happen. Following the 2022 blizzard, leaders advised local agencies on equitable disaster response. And by diversifying clinical trial participation, again, as Dr. Murphy outlined, having a quarter of the folks represented from underrepresented groups historically, University at Buffalo is ensuring that their research reflects the needs of our diverse community. So it's groundbreaking work that the university is making a model for how public research universities all across the nation and the world can lead in tackling health disparities and fostering equity. And I'm truly proud to be a part of this historic announcement. And we know that there is much more to come, much more work to be done, but it's the university in concert with our community partners that are making it happen. And it's an exciting day for all of us. Thanks for making me a part of it. Congratulations.
So, thank you so much, Congressman. Next, we're going to welcome the New York State Senator Sean Ryan, who represents the 61st Senate District. His dedication to Western New York is evident by revitalizing Buffalo's West Side. Please join me in welcoming Senator Sean Ryan.
Thank you. Thank you, Doctor. Well, thanks, everyone. You only come to UB for good announcements, so it's always sunny here. So thank you very much, President. And to Dr. Murphy, you're sort of a jack of all trades. Like, last time I talked to you, we were talking engineering. I was like, is this guy a PhD or an MD? But his early work was pretty focused on respiratory tract infections, the chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. I don't know what that is, but I don't want it. So thanks for working on it. But as you come into UB, you've branched out and become the model of collaboration, bringing all the different schools together for outcomes. Last year under Governor Hochul's leadership, we put together UB AI. I know the state likes to call it SUNY AI, but we're calling it UB AI since it's right here at UB. We like that. And it all, capitalizes on the work that Venue and company have been doing for a long time. But that program is bringing in the ed school, the engineering school, of course, the computer folks, you know, the med school, and it's all going to tie in to what we're doing here today. So congratulations on the grant. Got to thank Congressman Kennedy, because this money is all coming from the federal government. We step up when the state can, but the biggest pot of money coming through America is through the federal government, through the NIH. So thank you, Senator Kennedy, for always having UB, Buffalo, Western New York in your horizon. Let me tell you a small, quick story. When Senator Kennedy first got elected to be a county legislator, I was the chief of staff of the county legislator, and I had never met Tim Kennedy. And the door comes popping open, and in comes this guy. He's walking 100 miles an hour. He's talking 200 miles an hour. And I thought, oh, that guy's going to slow down soon. Years later, I'm in the assembly. He's in the Senate. We're in the Senate and together. And I realized this guy only has one speed. It's the same speed that he had the first day I met him. So thanks for your hard work in our community. And proud to see you as a congressman. Almost brings a tear to my eye. Thank you. So let's just talk a little bit about the collaborative work on healthcare outcomes. So, you know, Pastor Kinzer Pointer has been leading this effort, but you can't get to equitable health outcomes until you acknowledge that we have an inequitable health system. You know, you got to start there. And that was the work and the language that people started speaking in Buffalo over a decade ago. But without having those tough conversations and those tough acknowledments that we have to change things, no change takes place. So I thank you, you know, for that work. I thank you and Dr. Murphy for bringing in the concept of social determinants of health, you know, into our conversations and describing, you know, what that means. You know, we live in the America that we inherited, in the America that we inherited means that if you're born on this side of Main Street, you're going to die about 18 months sooner than somebody who lives on that side of Main Street. And you got to say it, you got to acknowledge it, and then you endeavor to fix it. And that's what UB and the community has been working towards. And I thank you for that. And the NIH recognizes the strong work that you've been doing here. And so it's another sunny day at UB. And congratulations, and I'm proud to be part of it.
So thank you, Senator Ryan. And our last speaker, and certainly not the least, is a remarkable leader and advocate, Reverend Pointer. Reverend Pointer is a native of Buffalo. He's the pastor of Liberty Missionary Baptist Church. He's a clinical instructor for Health in the Neighborhood elective, one of the electives that is near and dear to all of our students. His commitment to diversity and inclusion extends to work with the African American Health Equity Task Force and the Erie County Poverty Advisory Commission. Please join me in welcoming Reverend Pointer.
Well, this is really exciting. I want to thank the really transformative leadership, and it cannot be stated often enough, of Dr. Satish Tripathi. 9 years ago, we intruded into Dr. Tripathi's office and said to him, there's some issues that are going on in our community that have been going on for decades and generations, and we believe that those issues can be addressed effectively in this university. To his credit, Dr. Tripathi never took a deep breath. He simply listened attentively and then committed the university to work collaboratively to conduct the work that is now going on in this community. It is not a mistake that Tim Kennedy is now Congressman Kennedy, because as New York State Senator Kennedy, he was all in, and all in not just for UB, but all in for what we would do collaboratively as a community. And then, of course, there are those indomitable figures in Crystal People Stokes and Sean Ryan, who carry our water back and forth to Albany and make sure that New York State is on the ground when it comes to support. And so I can't tell you how much this group of leaders have brought us to this moment. It is not an accident. And when Dean Cain determined that he would just go back to practice and teaching, and we needed a transformative leader, this university went out and found Dr. Allison Brashear. And Dr. Brashear is the perfect complement to the work that we have begun so earnestly in Buffalo because of her own research, her own experience, her own clinical work. We were able to hit the ground running with Dr. Brashear. It was not a seminal passing of a baton that someone could fumble or drop, but it was a smooth transition. And so here we are today. And listen, let me tell you, Mr. Collaboration is Dr. Timothy Murphy. Dr. Murphy was wide-eyed and open at the very start. From the first CTA award in 2015 through the next award in 2020 until this award now, Dr. Murphy has always known what could take place and has always led. And what I like about Dr. Murphy is he doesn't lead from behind. He is out front, encouraging us, beckoning us. We can do this, let's move together. And in all of his work, we have been privileged to work alongside of Dr. Murphy, to have him to refer to us as colleague. It's critically important when communities face daunting tasks that everybody in the community come together. And then we were gifted. The governor left us, but we got the governor that we needed. And so Kathy Hochul being in the executive mansion and occupying the second floor in the state building in Albany is critically important for us. And so it's so important for us that now everyone is rowing in the same direction. And it is a tremendous gift to this community that sitting in then Congressman Brian Higgins' office at the very beginning of the pandemic in March of 2020, Tim Murphy and I were there to say, listen, here's the work we're doing in Buffalo. And we knew how uniquely positioned we were to tackle the pandemic. The reason that numbers fell in this community is because of the collaborative work at every level of government and at this university and in multiple community partners to really help this community understand what this new pathogen was, how to manage themselves in their homes, how to move around in the community. And yes, we also went further. We provided people who we knew would be really marginalized, we provided them with food. It sounds simple, but giving people the access to the absolute necessities, it highlighted for me what my grandmother said as I was a child growing up, and which I really disdained. She said everybody should at least be able to eat. And for my grandmother, that meant that everybody in the neighborhood could come sit at the table. And as a teenage boy, I decried that because, you know, as teenage boys, you just eat all the time. And I knew that the more people she invited, Tim, the less it would be possible for me to get seconds or thirds. But that was never the case. And so understanding those things and having that as a background, being reared in a family that understands the value of others, she told me at the earliest I can remember, I was about 5 years old, and she said, baby, you're not better than anyone, but you're just as good as everyone. And that understanding, critically understood, embraced, and lived, is why we are here today. This award from the National Institutes of Health is critically important to the work that we have begun, and it validates the methodology of accomplishing that work, that it is a broad community, university, government partnership that is singularly unique across this country. And even in the reality that this CTSA is amongst the elite universities, well, they just found out how elite we are. So congratulations to Dr. Murphy, to all of these elected officials, and especially to Dr. Tripathi and Dr. Brashear. We've got work to get done, so let's move. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Pastor Poynter. And I just want to thank all the federal and state delegations who joined us today. So to just reflect a little bit about what we've talked about, this is a monumental $28.4 million clinical and translational science award from the NIH. It really positions UB amongst, as you said, Pastor Poynter, the elite universities. It's going to enable our researchers to solve some of the most pressing health problems, have critical medical breakthroughs, and really positively impact our community. Here at UB, collaboration is at the heart of our mission. It's what's going on in this room, in this building, across our three campuses. Your presence here underscores that sense of collaboration, that sense of family that we have at UB, that we have at Buffalo. So I want to thank you for joining us here today. Again, at UB, we're here about transforming the health of Western New York across the lifespan. Join us in that journey. Congratulations to Dr. Murphy and his amazing team. Congratulations.